Thank you for calling the customer support. My name is Asia. How may I help you?
Yes. I'm calling about, is this this Best Glow Trends Today? Is that who you are?
Okay, so we're a third-party call center, and we provide customer support for several different online companies. Can I start out by getting your zip code, please?
I would like, no, there was a charge on my credit card from you people for $59.89, which I don't even know who you are or how you got something on my credit card.
Can I have your zip code, please?
16001.
Okay, can I have your name, please?
My name is Cheryl Lenhart, but I've never ordered off you, never heard of you.
Hold for just a moment. Thank you. Can I have you spell out your first name for me?
Cheryl Lenhart, Lenhart.
Can I have you spell out your email address slowly?
My email?
That's correct.
MomLen@zoominternet.net. What do you need that for?
Can I have you spell that out for me, please?
What do you need my email for?
This is only to help you. If you're not willing to verify that, we can no longer assist you, ma'am.
Okay. It's MomLen@Zoom, Z-O-O-M, internet.net.
Can I have you verify your address for me, please?
125 Shawnee Drive, Butler, PA. I mean, I had to get rid of my credit card and everything because I didn't know who these people are or how this got on my credit card.
Okay, hold for just a moment. Thank you. Okay, so by looking at your account, it looks like you entered our contest, the sweepstakes, to win a mixture. And you was enrolled into like our meal planner app, and we give customers a $20 rate to stay, and the meal planner app helps boost your energy and cut back sugar and carb cravings.
No, I didn't order that. I was supposed to pay $2 for this thing that you had on for Walmart or whatever it was, and I got charged $59.89, and I've never received nothing from you. Except on my credit card.
Okay, so how may I help you, ma'am?
I just want to know how you charged $59.89 on my credit card and what it was. I don't have nothing.
When you entered the contest to win the mixture, you was enrolled into our meal planner app. Everything was explained in terms and conditions before putting your credit card information in.
Okay, it was supposed to be for $2.
So that's just to enter the contest, ma'am.
Well, what's the $59.89 for?
For being in our meal planner app.
For being on your meal? I don't have a meal plan app with you.
It's the app that you have to download on your phone.
Well, what do I do to get rid of this?
Hold for just a moment while I get your account canceled. Thank you.
Did you hang up?
Hold for just a moment, ma'am. Thank you.
Oh, okay. I didn't know you were still there. Sorry.
You good. Okay, I have your cancellation number available for you, ma'am. Let me know when you're ready to write it down.
Now, do I get this $59.89 refunded or no?
Unfortunately, since this is considered a valid charge, ma'am, hold for just a moment. Okay, so you were charged $59.89. So what we can do to help you out, we can provide you with a 25% refund. You will get back $14.97 to help you out.
But I didn't receive anything for $59.89.
Okay, but you still put your credit card information in. That's considered a valid charge. We can provide you with a $55 refund. It is a $5 non-refundable fee, so you will get back in your account $54.89 to help you out.
Well, you can help me out, but I've already turned you into the credit bureau and to my bank.
Okay, so did you already dispute the charge, ma'am?
Pardon me?
Did you already dispute this charge with your bank?
Yes, I did, because I don't even know what it is. Never
okay, so since you disputed that charge with your bank, we can no longer issue a refund. You will have to have your bank call us stating that they will drop the dispute with you on the line.
Okay, I will do that. This is a scam. It wasn't very clear on the internet. I knew nothing about it. It's a shame that you're doing this to older people. I will call my bank and explain and give your number to them. Okay?
Okay, thank you for calling us. Have a great day.